Blog Talk Radio.
Face facts, what up?
RealFansRealTalk.com. Where Arthur Diamond's Trip Young and Intern Tom. For the white and black fans, Asia to Manhattan. I get all my facts from my bro Mark the Stats Man. If you're not tuned in, I recommend the CAT scan. And if your brain checks out, then you deserve a backhand. Sports, gossip, all the hot topics. RealFansRealTalk.com got it. They got the hottest bloggers.
Is Jeremy Lin hurt?
We'll log onto the site and you can hear it from them first. I'm talking about the latest. I'm talking about the greatest. Go check out the archives. Even tell a neighbor. Tell them Bobby sent ya. From spring to winter, tuning in should be the only thing on your agenda. Certified cosign, you know what I'm about, son. RealFansRealTalk.com. I'm out once. Real fans, real talk. Real fans, real talk. Real fans, realtalk.com. Real fans, realtalk.com. Real fans, real talk. Real fans, real talk. Real fans, realtalk.com. Real fans, realtalk.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very special edition of Real Fans, Real Talk. I am Mark the Statman Skevich. We got a great episode lined up for you tonight. Mayweather versus Pacquiao, the much-anticipated fight, arguably the fight of the century. We got former and current champions making their picks on the fight, and we got a list of special guests as well. But before I get into that list, let me introduce my co-host, the one and only Trip Young. What's going on, Trip?
What's going on, Steph, man? This is a great weekend, man. So much stuff is going on, but the most important thing is going down tomorrow night, that Mayweather versus Pacquiao fight. I'm ready, man. I'm mad I couldn't be ringside, but, you know, the $250,000 they wanted, I was going to pay it, but then I said, you know, I thought about it. I said, is it really worth $250,000? If it was, you know, $100,000 even, I might have did it, but $250,000, I couldn't do it.
Understandable there, Trip. And, of course, we're getting the takes of a lot of different current and former champions from previous interviews over the course of the four-year history of Real Fans, Real Talk. But we are honored to have on the panel the two members of the Battle of the Boroughs. We're going to start, because I have a little Brooklyn favoritism, I got to go with the Brooklyn guy first, the one and only Mark Breland. Welcome to the program, Mark.
How you doing?
All right, great to have you back. Of course, you also, not only from Brooklyn, but you also have the best first name in history that we both happen to share. And of course, your opponent on the Battle of the Boroughs, Bronx native Aaron Superman Davis. Welcome to the back of the program, Aaron.
So how you doing? How's everything?
Everything's great, Aaron. Great to have you back on the program. And we're going to jump right into it.
Hold on, Statman. Before we jump into the show, we got to give congratulations to Mark Breland on the air as well for his fight of Deontay Wilder winning that heavyweight championship belt. It would be great if we just start off by saying congratulations on that. That's a huge accomplishment.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Mark Breland, the trainer of the current heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder. That is correct. Congratulations are definitely in order. Now, Mark, who do you got here in the fight, Mayweather versus Pacquiao? And do you think it's going to be a good fight, or do you think that your fighter that you're picking is going to beat them?
Well, I think it's going to be a good fight. I look at it as if, I think it's going to be, I would say, a draw if it's a close fight, or Floyd by decision, Pacquiao by knockout.
All right, a very, very interesting perspective there. Pacquiao by knockout, I'm guessing because he's the aggressor. Aaron, what's your take on the big fight?
I pick Pacquiao. I pick Pacquiao by knockout, or I pick Pacquiao by hitting me with my accident in the back of the head, or hitting me with a throw by accident, and Mayweather's gonna say that's it. I'm hurt. I can't get up.
Now, Aaron, you seem to be a little bit biased towards Pacquiao. We have in the archives there, you picked Pacquiao against Marquez before Marquez knocked him out. So we're just going to do a little throwback there. Are you like a huge Pacquiao fan, or what's with the bias?
Yeah, I'm a Pacquiao fan, but Pacquiao was just about to knock him out. He got hit with a lucky shot. I know you can't say lucky shot because he didn't win. He was just about to knock Marquez out, and he got caught. Marquez closed his eyes and threw a punch and hit him.
All right. Well, I mean, I do see what you're saying as far as lucky punch. Manny Pacquiao, the aggressor, a little too overly aggressive, and he left himself exposed. Big mistake on the part of Manny Pacquiao. But what makes you think that he's not going to make a similar mistake against the intelligence, the body of someone like Floyd Mayweather, who pretty much dissects his opponent?
I think it could be a stink fight. If Floyd's a professional guy who knows how to just do enough just to win, and he's a professional guy who he can throw punches and he can just get away from punches. Floyd does not fight to hurt you. Floyd fights to win. And if he slowed down a little bit, which I think he is, because I think he's older now, and I've been watching his last few fights, and if Pacquiao is the one, Floyd never really punches unless you stop punching. He's never going to fight, have a shootout unless you stop punching. He's not going to get in a shootout. And when guys get tired, that's when he comes in and he does what he does.
All right. There you have it. We also, as mentioned, we have a long list of different interviews we've had in the past. This includes Butterbean, the current heavyweight champion, Deontay Wilder, which we mentioned earlier, who Mark Breland is the trainer of. We have Iram Barkley, HBO's Harold Letterman, and Dennis Milton, former Golden Glove champion, a lot of them out there. But we're going to start right with Mark Breland's guy, the current heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder. Myself and Tripp Young had the pleasure of interviewing him down in Alabama, and here was his take on Manny Pacquiao versus Floyd Mayweather.
Eventually, it's going to have to happen. I mean, we waited 5 years for probably the biggest fight in boxing in a long time to happen, and we finally got it, Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao. Now, we didn't ask everybody that came on the show this question, so we got to ask the champ as well. Who are you taking, Mayweather or Manny Pacquiao?
I'm going to leave it short and simple. You know, I'm not going to go with too many explanations. I'm going to leave it short and simple. I think Floyd will win the fight if he do what he have to do, because he got some great defense, and he's a different specialist, of course. But I do feel if the fight is any bit close, that the fight, they'll give it to Manny. Like I said again, it's many times where we see a guy dominate a fight, but the judges have another one. I feel like if it be close, they'll give it to Manny. And just think about a rematch, even more money, you know, so... You just have to think about it. You know, Manny don't have too much defense. He'd rather punch and then give a punch than anything. So, overall, it's going to be a great fight. I'll definitely be there, and I'll be watching. I hope those guys, you know, I hope the hype live up to the fight, you know. I hope, you know, everybody been hyped about this fight for, like you said, 5 years. I hope it don't be, like, a boring fight. Like, everybody been hyped, and then he gets like, what the fuck, like, you know. But I think it's going to be an exciting fight because both – I feel Manny don't have nothing to lose, so I think he's going to bring it a little bit harder than Floyd because he don't have nothing to lose. I mean, he done lost many a times and stuff like that. Floyd's still living his legacy. He had to live up to his legacy, and that's pressure right there, you know. But I think he'll take it away, so we'll see. That's just my opinion, you know. My little one sitting up in the penny jar, so we'll see what happens.
All right, there you have it. Current WBC heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder, the WBC belt, the real heavyweight belt. Tripp Young, you had the pleasure to interview him. One of the interesting points that he pointed out is he hopes that it's going to be a good fight, approximately five years in the making. Do you think Tripp is going to live up to the hype?
I do, you know, because this is not, you know, Mayweather versus Guerrero. This is not Mayweather, you know, versus McDonough. This is not Mayweather versus any of those guys. This is Mayweather versus the man who, you know, some would say is the 1B as far as pound for pound in the sport of boxing. And this is somebody who can actually stand toe-to-toe with Mayweather in that ring. So I think that it will, you know, live up to the hype. You know, I'm, and so many others have been looking forward to this fight for a long time. You know, and once again, shout out to Deontay Wilder, you know, for having us down in Alabama. You know, definitely, you know, showed us love while we was out there. So shout out to him as well. But as far as the fight goes, it's going to live up to the hype. It has to. Since 5 years in the making, the two best fighters in the world, pound for pound, is going down tomorrow night.
All right. Now, this fight is one of those huge fights. A lot of people felt that boxing is a dying sport. This fight definitely reviving it. One of the biggest fights in history, going to be the biggest pay-per-view in history. You talked earlier, Tripp, about how expensive the aftermarket tickets are. Deontay, heavyweight champion, we might have a unification bout. So I'm going to go to you, Mark Freeland. Do you think that we're going to have a big hype about the unification fight now that Deontay Wilder brought back the heavyweight title to the U.S. and the hype of a heavyweight unification fight? What do you think the hype is going to be for something like that, Mark?
I think it'll be very big. I think, you know, we're trying to get about maybe three more fights, and then we'll fight Klitschko. You know, I think the hype of that fight will be very big. But I'm not to cut you short, but I think in the fight with Pacquiao and Floyd, I think the main factor in this fight is Kenny Bayless. Because when you see Kenny, when Floyd fought Madonna the first fight, Madonna was all over him. But when you seen the second fight, every time he got close with his break. Every time he got close, it was great. So sometimes the best fights are on the inside, but they're not going to let him fight on the inside because he throws too many punches. So I think that's going to be a key factor in this fight.
Yeah, I noticed that in that fight, too. You're 100% right. I noticed that in the fight. Every time he got close, the referee did say break.
Yeah. And he was, and Floyd was doing the holding in that fight. He never said nothing about holding.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, Aaron Deontay also mentioned that Pacquiao has nothing to lose in this fight. He could be more of the aggressor because he's not trying to hold on to the undefeated streak that Floyd Mayweather has going for the Rocky Marciano record. Do you think that's to play a factor at all as far as maybe Mayweather being a little bit more cautious?
I don't believe Mayweather's always going to be cautious. Mayweather doesn't fight to hurt people. He fights to win. He don't want to take any chances. Like I said, he's like a guy in a shootout. When somebody's shooting, he's not going to shoot until they run out of bullets. He's not going to take a shot unless he knows he's definitely going to hit a punch. But it could be a good fight if Pacquiao can attack him early, or it could be a boring fight and Mayweather think the fight out by running around, moving around. Like I said, he's one of them guys that he's hard to hit, and he's one of them guys that can, you know, I used to hate to fight guys like that. Guys that don't want to fight back with very good reflexes, but eventually you cut them down. You understand what I'm saying, Mark?
Yeah. Oh, no, right? Exactly. I mean, it makes you look bad, and at the same time, you know, it's a thing where, you know, you want to fight. I mean, you know, if they look at the fights with Charles Gotti, when Gotti fought what's the other guy's name, Irish kid,
Mickey Ward. Yeah.
I mean, they were toe to toe constantly. Everything. Mm-hmm. There was nothing slipped or bobbing and weaving. Everybody got hit. But if with Floyd, he don't want to get hit at all.
No, he doesn't.
You know, and so if you're constantly moving and moving and moving and you're just tapping me to get out the way, you're just looking for a good shot, you know, it could be a boring fight. So a guy like Kenny Bayless, you know, he's going to make his face short. They don't stay on the inside.
Yeah.
But if you get on the inside, Floyd cannot block a lot of punches.
Yep, and I say it's up to Freddie Roach to do his job. He might have to
exactly.
run across the ring and flip on the referee, like, yo, like, you got to let him fight. Like, what the fuck you doing? Like, you got to let him fight. Excuse my expression, but you got to let these guys fight. Because every
well,
car is just...
I got a question for both
all right,
Mark, you and Aaron, I have a question. Because you mentioned Freddie Roach. Freddie Roach has trained fighters that have fought Mayweather in the past and lost. He trained De La Hoya for that fight as well. Do you think that Pacquiao having Freddie Roach as a trainer hurts him or helps him more?
I don't think it hurts him. I think it helps him. It's just a thing of where now they have the technique to beat this guy. I mean, you know, my thing is, you know, bang him on the shoulders, bang him here, bang him here. He don't like to get a hit. He doesn't like to get hit. You're hitting him on the shoulder, hitting him on the arm. He don't like to get hit. You know, if you bang him in places that he's not normally getting hit. When Cotto fought him, Cotto was banging him on the arm. He was sore. He was messed up after that fight.
Yeah, Cotto was shot, too.
Yeah, exactly. So if you fight Floyd, you know, hey, he turns his back. Hit him, hell, hit him in the back.
You got to.
Hit him in the back. He turned. I didn't turn. He turned.
Yeah, but you know what? You say that. Madonna did that and two times. And the referee warned Madonna when it wasn't his fault.
It wasn't his
fault.
He turned his back. That's his fault.
Mm-hmm. No, but I think I'm sorry about that, Mark.
No problem. Okay.
I think that if Pacquiao can get his rhythm with attack, Mayweather can't deal with speed. Like when he fought Zab Judah, it showed he can't deal with speed. But Zab fell to pieces in the fight. Zab was winning the first six rounds, but he fell to pieces. And Pacquiao's a conditioned fighter. Pacquiao's a beast. He's going to fight you. And like you said, I think he has a lot. He got a lot to lose. He wants to win this fight. He wants to be a great fighter. He wants to be known as a great fighter. Pacquiao has a lot to lose in this fight.
Yes, he does.
All right. Now, one of the things Deontay mentioned also is there's a rematch clause in this. If one of the fighters do dominate, do we have a similar rematch? Do you think it's
Hello?
You, Aaron.
Yeah, somebody in the stadium? You said if somebody... Well, I don't know if Floyd win the fight, a close fight, he's not going to fight Pacquiao again.
Yeah, you know, if Floyd wins, he's not going to fight him again. No.
Well, they're on the contract. They have the rematch clause in the contract.
I thought they said there was no rematch clause.
Yeah, I don't think Floyd will fight you again if you win.
Yeah, but I thought they said there's no rematch clause. That's what they said, no rematch clause.
Probably not.
Yeah. No, but it's gonna be. It could be a good fight or it could be a stink fight.
Yep.
Well,
if there's no rematch for them and Mayweather wins, who do you guys think he would fight next? Because he still has one fight left on the Showtime deal.
Well, he's supposed to fight Mel Conn. If Mel Conn beat this guy here, that's what I hear.
Well, Mel Conn?
Yeah, he's supposed to fight Conn. That's the next guy.
Oh, I don't know. That would be a tough fight.
Yeah, Melkart, listen, anybody would speak, listen.
But
let me tell you, and you know what, I'm not hating on Floyd because, yo, he's making money. And I'm glad, I'm happy to see, you know, him make money and he pimped the game out. You know, he did it right. Like, this is how, and I'm not going to be biased by it, but this is how they always did the Caucasians. They always picked and choose their fights. But when they fought somebody pretty good, they got beat. But Floyd really can fight. He knows what he's doing. A lot of fighters today, they're not trained right. They don't know how to fight. This is why Floyd can move up from 140 to 140. He's a little guy.
Yes,
I was a big 47 pounder. Mark Breeden was a big 40 pounder. Sugar Ray Durant was a big 47 pounder. He's a little guy. But he knows how to fight. But people,
really don't know how to fight. And one smart thing that Floyd Mayweather Cramp did, they really didn't fight any black fighters, anybody with speed. They fought a whole lot of, last week's fights was a bunch of slow Mexicans, a bunch of slow Spanish fighters. They couldn't have speed, and they were smart. And, you know, you can't knock that. But Pacquiao is fast, and he's an aggressor. To be honest, and I hate to say this, but Madonna is a fucking bum. I watched Madonna. He just throw punches. He's slow. He has no technique. You can see his punches coming a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark, a guy like Mark Breedon would have fought that guy at sharpshooter. Mark would have put him fucking sleep. He'd have knocked him out cold. He'd have knocked him out. That guy would have been nothing. He wouldn't have been in the top five back then, but it's just that guys really don't know how to fight today. Everything has to do with the internet and promotion, and you got the promoter and stuff like that. But these guys, Madonna is a bum. Look what Delvin.
Who of Mayweather's, let's say, last five opponents do you think is actually good or was good while he fought him?
Well, while he was good, I could say De La Hoya was good, but De La Hoya was kind of shot, but De La Hoya has a little something left at those weights there. He fought Mosley. Mosley was on his way out. Mosley had a shotgun in him. The other guy Mosley fought, the Mexican guy that Pacquiao fought not too long ago.
Marquez?
No. The other guy. The Mexican guy. He's ready to fight somebody now. The Mexican, Alvarez is a fucking bum. They built him right.
Aaron,
they
can
do
you
him
slow
right.
down there a little bit?
Okay. Sorry about that, but Marquez is a bum. He can't fight. Look, when he fought Mosley, I like Mosley. He's a friend of mine, but Mosley was kind of shot. Mosley gave him a hard time, hit him to the body. He can't fight. These guys are just being promoted right. You know, and he's Mexican, but he can't fight. You understand, if you think, and you might think I'm wrong for saying that, maybe I am, but I this is how I feel. These guys really can't fight.
But another thing, I think, you know, back then, they picked who we fight. He picks who he want to fight now.
Yeah.
He picks his fight.
Yeah. he does that. I mean, really, you really can say that Mayweather's earned it, sort of like, because guys don't know how to fight. And right now, you got the internet, you got all this, you got Instagram, you got Facebook, he's all on there, he's doing this and that. And he can sell. He sells tickets, and he does, I mean, he dresses like the young kids, he do stuff, he say a lot of stuff what the young kids like to hear, and he sells. And that's,
so is it that the fighters are that bad, or is it just that he's that good?
But you know what? What I'm saying that if he fought a real welterweight, listen, this guy, and you may say I'm not, but that guy, Thurman, is a big welterweight. I think Thurman would give him problems.
Yeah, because Thurman is a big puncher.
He's going to fight you.
Yep.
Thurman is going to fight guys like that. Stay away from him. He fights little. If you got to understand, except Alvarez, the rest of the guys he fought, they were 126, 130, 135, and they fight him at 47. These guys are little guys too. Who he's fighting that's coming up in weight to fight him. So
yeah.
It's business. You know, they moving up in weight. It's not like these guys are all moving up in weight like 130, like Alvarez, like Marquez, like all these guys here. Those are little guys. Pacquiao's a little guy. If Sugar Ray, Roberto Duran would have beat both of them the same night. These guys were real fighters.
Yeah.
These guys were big, you know. But today, yeah, it's not his fault that he's better than all these guys today. And these Mexicans, they're all managed by Al Heyman. They're managed by different people. And they might be at 135, 140. The first thing they say, I want to fight Mayweather, boom, they move up to 47. And
yeah.
They fight him, you know? So you can't really say I wouldn't say that he's just that good. He's a good fighter. You got to give him his props. He's been marketed right. He could fight. And one thing I always say, Mayweather knows how to fight. But do he fight? No, because he don't have to fight. Cause these
well,
guys
would you say that
fight.
He's the greatest defensive fighter of all time?
Listen,
no.
I can't, you can't
no.
say that. He has nothing in front of him. These guys that he fight really can't fight. You know, listen, come, be serious. One of them guys, same guys that they would have fought Roberto Duran. Roberto Duran would have killed them. They would have fought Sugar Ray out that way. They would have killed them. Move down to Aaron Pryor at 140. Just say maybe one of them guys fought. They would have got murdered. These guys were fighters.
Oh,
these
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fight.
I mean, for defense, you know, I think
yeah.
one of the greatest defensive fighters are like guys like Wilfredo Benitez, Pernell Whitaker, those guys like that. You know, and these guys, they fought everybody.
Yeah, they fought. And you see, back then, back in the days, people had trainers, and people knew how to fight.
Yes.
Never in the history of boxing has the heavyweight world titles and these middleweight and light heavyweight titles been overseas. It just wasn't going to happen because these guys knew how to fight. They were fighters. Today, the titles, you have a title today and it's going tomorrow because nobody fights. Nobody fights today to hurt you. They
mm-hmm.
fight to win.
That's
and I said that the first time I seen Dante Wallace, your guy, I said, this guy, and not to take nothing away from his skills are not that great to me, but that guy's coming to take your head off, and they don't
mm-hmm.
want to be involved in that. They don't want to get hit. You know,
yeah.
he's coming to fight you. These guys do not want to fight and get hit. They want to just throw a couple of punches, move around the ring, throw a couple of punches, move, take a little breath, and before
mm-hmm.
the round's over, he threw 43 punches a round. You know? But
yeah.
that heavyweight, that bell ring, he's coming out there. He's not fighting to win. He
oh,
is
no,
fighting to hurt you.
He comes out. He wanna hurt you. That's one thing.
You know? And that's how, you know, that's how, every Sugar Ray always fought like
guys,
that.
You guys both feel like Deontay Wilder is ready to not only get in the ring with Vladimir Klitschko, but he will beat him?
I think he will.
I think he will.
He will stop him.
You got to understand.
He will stop him.
He's coming to hurt you.
If they do fight, Mark, are you guys pushing to have the fight in the United States? Or?
Oh, no doubt. It's got to be in the United States. Because
okay.
over there, he can do what he want to do.
Yeah.
He can push you down, knock you down, drag you out, kick you. It's okay. It's okay as long as you do it. But if
yeah.
you do it, you get disqualified.
Now, is there more money if the fight is in the United States, or is there more money if the fight's overseas?
Probably maybe more money over there, but still, they don't want it over there.
Even Klitschko people are going to want it over there, or who doesn't
oh,
want
no,
it over
there? They will want it over there. We won't want it over there. We don't want it over there. Because
who,
we know
who
how it
the,
is.
Who has the power to make the choice? Like who decides where to fight?
Well, I think they'll give them the money. They'll match the money here that they're going to give them there. They'll match the money.
Okay, so to make him come over here and fight.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Aaron, I want to give you a thoughts on a possible Deontay Wilder Klitschko fight. There's Mark Breland, obviously the trainer of Deontay Wilder. Do you agree that he's ready to win that fight?
Listen,
Aaron?
No. First of all, when you watch Klitschko, right? Does he look like he's trying to hurt people?
No.
All right then.
Exactly.
Dante Wallace is trying to hurt you, and these guys they're not used to that type of fight. They're not used to getting roughed up, and somebody's coming at them trying to hurt them. You know, sparring partners do not spar to hurt people, so when they get into a fight, they are not used to that type of fighting environment. You
mm-hmm.
understand? And if he do mm-hmm. fight Dante Wallace back, he's going to fall. He's going to get tired because he don't fight that way. If he don't, he's going to get beat up. Because that's how Dante Wallace trains.
What he told us in the interview was that, you know, guys like Tyson Fury and even Jennings, who Klitschko just fought, they would rather take on Klitschko as opposed to fighting a young bull like Deontay Wilder.
Oh, definitely. Because they're not, you know, he's not going to hit them like Deontay will.
That's exactly why.
It didn't help Judas too much because he still lost, but, you know, it was worth a try.
That's exactly why Dante won all of his fights except for the last by knockout. Definitely a force to be reckoned with. I want to skip over to
one of the interviews that we had, Danny Jacobs, who is the current WBA middleweight champion, just talking about the fighting on the undercard of a Mayweather fight, and then we're going to get into this undercard in a minute after this Danny Jacobs interview with Tribune.
Right, all right, and I gotta say this because you made your debut on the undercard for the Floyd Mayweather versus Ricky Hatton, another big fight. What was it like just being on the same card as one of the greatest to ever do it?
You know, that's a tremendous opportunity in itself. You know, most guys, when they first turn professional, they don't have an opportunity to fight on a big scale like that. You know, they turn pro in maybe like a club show or somewhere like that, small atmosphere, small audience. But with me, I had the greatest opportunity to fight on the greatest ever, Floyd Mayweather, Ricky Hatton. You know, his fan base was tremendous, so they came over from the UK. It was USA versus the UK. And they were chanting, they were screaming. The energy was amazing. And for me to witness that my first time around, I found a new love for the sport. And, you know, it drove me to be at this place where I am now in my career.
All right, next question is, I got to ask who's next. I know there was talk about a unification title.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Fighting on the undercard of the Mayweather fight, obviously a lot of publicity. Not everyone watches the undercard fight. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with this undercard. I guess you could say that I'm a little bit disappointed, but at the same time, it really doesn't matter. There's no other really big names, I don't think, on this undercard. There's really no need. I mean, you don't need to add anything else to sell the fight. The main event is what's selling the fight. But is there any undercard fighters that you think has a lot of potential to move up in the world of boxing? Mark, are you familiar with the undercards or not really?
No, I really don't know who's on the undercard.
I don't know. I don't know anybody. Mark, did you train Danny Jacobs for that fight? You were training him for that fight, wasn't you?
I trained him before, but not for this fight here.
Oh, no, the fight he fought on that undercard fight. He didn't fight? His first fight? Oh,
not in, no.
Oh, okay.
I worked with him before in the amateur.
Interesting story about undercards. Matt Farrago, founder of the Ring 10 organization, had one of Mike Tyson's first fights, I believe his first or his second fight, was on a Matt Farrago undercard fight. And, you know, he asked to take a picture with Matt Farrago. And, you know, when Matt was talking to him, Matt thought that Tyson was making fun of him because of the Tyson voice. You fought a really good fight. And, you know, Matt Farrago was looking at him like, is this guy making fun of me? But it was the Mike Tyson voice. That was definitely an interesting story. Matt Farrago, I mentioned Ring 10. I just want to shout out Ring 10. The website is ring10ny.com. That is for boxers who have fallen on hard times. And definitely a great organization and definitely worth a donation if you can, or a volunteer. There's plenty of ways to get involved. Go to ring10ny.com for that. Getting into a little bit of a throwback, we got the archives for you, Mark Breland, on the interview that we had with you previously. We asked you a question about Floyd Mayweather, and then I want Aaron to comment on it afterwards. We're going to play that interview from a previous interview with the former champion, Mark Breland.
Getting back to boxing, we're going to take one of our fan mail questions. Harold from Brooklyn writes in, is there any fighter that has a legitimate chance of beating Floyd Mayweather? What do you think?
No. I don't think so. I mean, there's nobody. No, there's nobody out there. I mean, with Floyd, what, 147 now, 156? I don't know what weight. They go up and down.
Yeah, it goes back and forth between the two.
So, I don't see nobody doing it right now.
Could you have beaten him during your day?
You know what?
You're from Brooklyn, so I'm going to say yes automatically.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm more of a sharpshooter, as far as like a Tommy Hearns type of style. And it would have been tougher for him because now he's got to come to me. I'm not going to chase you.
Who from your generation would you say compares most to Floyd Mayweather as far as fight styles?
Styles? Fight styles. I would say Pernell Whitaker, but Pernell was much... You couldn't hit him. It's hard to hit. Floyd is not... He's not easy to hit, but you can hit him. Compare him to nobody.
Do you think he would dominate in that generation like he dominates this generation of fighters?
No, no. Too many punchers. Like the Aaron Pryor guys, like Pryor, Tommy Hearns, you know, Ray Leonard. You know, the old-time fighters, you know, you got a guy doing this here. You keep banging him on the arm. They keep going after the man's head. Leave the man's head alone.
Yeah.
Kill this. It's going to go.
So then you think there is a recipe to beat Floyd Mayweather?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody just has been able to figure it out?
Not at all. And, you know, fighters pick who they want to fight today. You know, back when we were fighting, we had to fight who the promoters picked to us. A little bit easier.
More of a prima donnas nowadays.
A whole lot of them.
I want to thank Harold for writing in. If you want to write in your fan mail questions, it's fanmail@realfansrealtalk.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back. Mark the Statman Skevich with my co-host Trip Young, joined on the panel with former welterweight boxing champions Aaron Superman Davis from the Bronx and Mark Breland from Brooklyn. That was a Mark Breland interview previously on our award-winning TV show, Real Fans, Real Talk, which airs live every Tuesday and Thursday. For more information, visit realfansrealtalk.com. Now, Aaron, listening to that interview, what stands out from that interview, and do you agree with the statements that Mark made?
Oh, definitely. Listen, I already said it. Like, you got to understand. If these guys today, like I said, they really can't fight. You can have a guy right now that can't fight. He can go fight right now. And he can hit somebody on the chin, get a lucky shot on middleweight, and knock somebody out. And guess what? Floyd Webber will be fighting that guy the next fight for the middleweight title for history. Because he jumps on the weakest guy. You understand what I'm saying, right? Like, you understand what I'm saying, Mark? But that's how it was with the middleweights, the junior middleweights, the welterweight fights that these guys fight. They got good records. They just manage right. But these guys are nothing like. He would be a regular, and Roberto Duran said that. And I'm not hating on Floyd. But he would have been a regular fighter, like Duran said. He would have been a regular fighter.
Now, Triple Young asked you both the question, is he the best defensive fighter of all time? You both said no. Who do you think is the best defensive fighter of all time? We'll start with you, Mark. What do you think? Mark Breland, are you still on there?
Yeah, sorry. Defensive fighter? I would say Pernell Whitaker. Pernell Whitaker.
What do you think, Aaron? Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree to that, too. Pernell.
All right.
Pernell was a fighter. And if you listen to, there's an interview that, I think it was Roger Mayweather, he was on doing an interview, and they asked him, do you think he'd beat Chavez? He says, listen, Chavez was a fighter. He kept bypassing it. Chavez was he fought real fighters. And the guy says, no, but do you think he'll be, look on YouTube, fight with B. He says, listen, Chavez fought real fighters. And Chavez was a good fighter, you know. And he said he beat Pernell Whitaker, which I didn't think he beat him, but Pernell was a real fighter. These guys are real fighters. He never said, yes, my nephew would beat Chavez. Yes, my nephew would beat Pernell. Because he knows these guys are real fighters, man.
All right. Now, you're talking a lot about how they're not real fighters now. So are you leaning towards this being more of a boring fight with Mayweather being the defensive fighter that he is? I mean, or do you think that it's not going to be a boring fight because of how aggressive Manny Pacquiao is? What do you think, Aaron?
Well, it could be a boring – Mayweather could make it into a boring fight. If Mayweather gets – if he gets hit, he's in great shape. He knows how to run around the ring for 12 rounds without getting hit.
What do you think, Mark? Do you think it's going to be a boring fight?
Well, I think if Pacquiao comes to fight and puts a lot of pressure on him, I think it could be an exciting fight. But like I said, Kenny Bayless is – he's in there stopping the fight and making a boring fight.
All right, what do you think, Tripp?
I'm hoping that it's not a boring fight, really, because I mean, you guys they charging $100 for the pay per view, $15,000 to sit in the nosebleed section at the arena. So I'm really hoping that it's not. But it's too much, for this fight to be boring. I just think the level of intensity between these two fighters, they really want to go at each other in this fight. I know Pacquiao definitely wants to take it to Mayweather, and then Mayweather has a lot of pride, and he's not gonna just come in go into that fight and let Pacquiao do whatever. I think that it's going to be a really good fight. So I'm thinking that it is going to be an interesting fight. It's probably going to live up to that hype.
All right. And I mentioned we have a long list of people with their thoughts on the fight. This is HBO's Harold Letterman, famous for the Letterman card on HBO Boxing, the unofficial scorekeeper for HBO Boxing. Here's his take on the fight.
If the fight were to happen, Pacquiao versus Mayweather, who do you think would win?
I never predict fights that I might have to keep scoring. So, I'm not partial to one guy or another. It would be a great fight, though. Southpaw against a right-handed guy, power puncher in Pacquiao against a speed guy in Mayweather. It's a great fight.
Do you think the fight will ever happen?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
All right. Do you think that Floyd Mayweather will remain undefeated throughout the course of his career?
Well, it looks that way. I mean, you never know. Guys get older. He's 39 already, I believe.
Do you think if Pacquiao gets back to his winning ways that we'll eventually see the fight that everyone was anticipating between Pacquiao and Mayweather?
Well, Mayweather's one of these legend guys. He believes in his legend, what people are going to think of him after he's retired. And really, he's going to have a hard time cementing his legend without fighting Manny Pacquiao. So somewhere down the line, I really think he's going to take the Pacquiao fight.
All right, and of course, Harold Letterman was correct. We are going to see the fight. I used to make the joke that the only way we're going to see the fight is in the old folks' home with their walkers battling it out over something. But the fight is going to happen. HBO's Harold Letterman, shout out to him for several great interviews in the history of Real Fans, Real Talk. The unofficial judge for HBO Boxing. Now, judges have played a factor in some of the big fights. We saw Pacquiao Bradley. A lot of people felt Pacquiao got robbed in that one. We saw Mayweather Alvarez. Somebody happened to see the fight as a draw and eventually ended up getting fired for that. I'm not sure what she was seeing, but do you think with the controversy, the corruption out there or anything that we might have a controversy as it comes to a decision tonight and one of the fighters getting robbed? Well, we'll start with you, Aaron. What do you think?
Yeah, I could see it happening. I mean, anything can happen. Some judges, they claim they see the fight a different way. Anything can happen in this game.
The Vegas odds pushing heavily in the favor of Floyd Mayweather. Not sure what could happen over there, but what do you think, Mark, as far as any potential controversy?
Well, I think, it can be a controversial decision, but the thing is, I really want to see him break that Marciano record, but I think that's going to be – that may be a factor in this fight too, so I don't know.
Who do you think would have more of a chance of being robbed in this fight, Mayweather or Pacquiao? Because Mayweather chasing that record, but then, you know, at the same time, Pacquiao, you know, the odds are in the favor of Mayweather, and they're talking about it could be a huge, huge loss if Pacquiao were to upset Mayweather in this fight.
But I think if he upsets Mayweather, I don't think it'll be a big upset. But I think it'll be, you know, I think at the same time, if Floyd wins, it probably would be a big upset because you have a lot of people going for Pacquiao at the same time. So I think it's pretty much even right now.
What do you think, Aaron?
I don't think it'd be an upset. Nah, it's not an upset. I mean, it'd be upset to people who do not know boxing.
Right.
Like, somebody who knows boxing, I don't think it's gonna be upset. You know, this fight could go either way. To be honest, like I said, if Floyd stinks, he can stink the fight out. I don't see Floyd standing there fighting this guy unless his legs are gone, or you know, or he get hurt. You know, but I just don't see it, you know. But Floyd really could punch, too. He could punch at that small weight. Pacquiao could punch at that weight. It's just that Floyd doesn't try to hurt people. Floyd can hit. He can punch. But he just that he hits and get out of the way. He don't want to, like I say, he don't want to take any chances. You know, who knows? He can hit Pacquiao with that right hand. But Pacquiao's a fighter. You know, and that's why I say Floyd can get popping. And Mosley said he couldn't believe how strong Pacquiao was. Like, the guy's so goddamn small, but when he was getting hit by the guy, he was like, yo, this guy is strong. And everybody that fights him say the same thing. But then when people fight Floyd Mayweather, they say the same thing. They get hit, and a lot of people, they don't go in there no more, so I believe both of them really could punch, but Floyd just don't fight to hurt you. He fights to win.
I think Floyd's more accurate with his punches.
Yeah.
He's not as strong. I think he's just very accurate.
Yeah.
Especially against his opponent, forcing his opponent to miss a lot of the times as well. But getting back to the controversy part, my particular opinion, I think if the fight is close, people are going to give it to Pacquiao. I think there's a lot of people out there that don't want to see Mayweather break the Rocky Marciano record. So I think if the fight is close, it's going to swing in Pacquiao's favor, which will lead to most likely a rematch. So we'll see what happens with that. We're going to do a little bit of another throwback because we had Aaron Davis on the set in our Night of Champions with Iran Barkley and Dennis Milton. Iran Barkley, 5-time boxing champion. Dennis Milton, former Golden Glove champion. Before we do that, though, I just want to remind everyone we air live back on the radio, on the Blog Talk Radio Network, every Sunday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Sunday, we will have a recap of the fight as well as the NFL draft. You have the Kentucky Derby. You have the NHL playoffs in full effect, the NBA playoffs. So make sure you check us out live this Sunday and every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also on our website, realfansrealtalk.com. And make sure you check out that website and follow us on social media, facebook.com/realfansrealtalk. Like our Facebook page, get reminders of when we go on the air, as well as our archived episodes. Also, Twitter and Instagram, @RealFanTalk. You can follow us on Twitter and see some photos there on Instagram as well. Definitely worth checking out. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Have all the archived episodes with all the special interviews that we've had on our award-winning TV show in the past, all on one website, RealFansRealTalk.com. If you fans want to call into the live show, we usually do not take callers on the live show,
But if you guys want to ask the former champions a question or just have your pick on the show, call us in 347-989-8318 for those of you listening to the live broadcast. But we're going to do a little bit of a throwback with Aaron Davis, Iran Barkley, and Dennis Milton when we had them on the show talking boxing.
But Pacquiao, to me, I don't care. We may not agree with this. Pacquiao, he's the man. Pacquiao's a guy who I would say somewhat like I was, he was. He come to fight anybody.
Yeah.
He didn't duck anybody.
He did.
I mean, he tried everything to fight Mayweather. Mayweather tried to fight down. Byron Arrow said it. A lot of people said it. The minute Mayweather sees something in Pacquiao, or he looks bad, the first fight, he's going to take the fight.
Well, now that it's actually looking like it's not going to happen, and Bob Arum actually said the other day that it's not going to happen because with Mayweather signing this deal with Showtime, his next six fights are going to be at Showtime, and Arum is with HBO. So now he's saying it's not gonna happen.
Well, you know what? He can't really call the shots because Pacquiao is really out. HBO and Showtime had worked before with fighters. I think it was Evander Holyfield, and I think
Mike Tyson.
They worked together. Bob Arum is on his way out the picture with Pacquiao. He's being out of the picture. Then him and if Mayweather want to sit down, probably
and bring him over to Showtime.
Because yeah. Pacquiao says he's supposed to retire. He said if he don't fight Marquez again, he's gonna retire. You know, he wants to fight Marquez. Again, Marquez, I don't think he's going to fight him.
All right, you're definitely right there, Aaron, as far as HBO and Showtime working together. Obviously, there's enough money in this fight for them to do that. We're going to just jump right into the rest of the sound clip jumping forward on that same night of Champions episode.
And that's why the Mayweather and Pacquiao fight doesn't make sense because him and Marquez are even Steven, and Mayweather is on an entirely different level than Marquez.
Well, Marquez said that he believed Mayweather would win in a fight versus Mayweather and Pacquiao as well.
I'm explaining one fight to you. Styles make fights.
Exactly.
Joe Frazier fought Muhammad Ali, right? Tough, hard fights. Ali barely won them fights. George Foreman fought Joe Frazier, destroyed him, demolished him.
But
everybody bet their house on Foreman when he fight Ali. And look what Ali did. See, style make fights. Mayweather's a sharpshooter. He's fast. He knows how to move out of the way. But he always got problems with somebody with a little speed. Like Zab Judah gave him problems.
Yeah.
But Zab Judah runs out of steam. Zab Judah, 4 or 5 rounds.
He also hit him with a couple of low blows.
Yeah, 4 or 5 too. Rounds, he's out. He's done, you know. I don't know what the purpose of that is, you know, I don't. But he runs out of steam. Because their style make fights. You can't, like, that. For instance, Roberto Duran, right, went to war with, just say, Roberto Duran went to war with him. He went to war with Sugar Ray. You understand? Sugar Ray beat Tommy Hearns. You know, but he gave him a hard time. No matter how many times Tommy Hearns fight Duran, he would knock him out because he's a sharpshooter. But no matter how many times Duran fights Sugar Ray, he's going to give Sugar Ray problems.
Right, but that has to do with fights. Right, but that also has to do with the fact that Hearns is like 6'1" and what 6'2" and Duran is like 5'6", 5'7".
Right, but you know what it has to do with that too. Duran's a guy who can get hit. He's an easy guy to hit. He always got hit. He can get hit. And
you
Tommy
get hit by
is
Hearns.
A sharp shooter.
Yeah.
You see, when you there's fighters that get hit and it's not really such a problem because they can see some punches coming, you know. But Tommy Hearns is a sharp shooter. When you don't see them punches, those are the ones that get you. I got hit. I sparred with him one time, but he don't know. I never even told him. And it was a freak accident. He wasn't trying to hurt me. I was a walked away. He was a middleweight, and he hit me with some like hook uppercut on the chin. Like he didn't know he hurt me.
Speaking of which,
I was getting off for him. You know, now that I'm going to tell you the truth, I was getting off for him. I was just too fast. I was hitting him, and you know, he was supposed
That's
to take it easy.
Hit you.
He was supposed to take it
That's
easy.
Right. You get it right here first. On Real Fans, Real Talk, you get all of the uncut secrets in the world of boxing all the way back to the training camp days.
So I'm still a little upset about that, so I want to challenge him to a fight.
Well, Iran hasn't wanted to get back in the ring.
175? No,
we're about a catchweight. We can't do that at catchweight?
I'm giving him 75.
All right, let me go to Arizona. And I swing down to like 47 or something. You know?
Iran Barkley over in Vegas right now as we speak. Maybe he's training for that fight that he was talking about there, Aaron. But what I spoke with Iran earlier today, it kind of reminded me of the Jay-Z line, like same night, same fight, but one of the same plane, right? He said he was over there at the fight, so good for him to be there, with all the excitement going on in Vegas right now. Shout out to Iran Barkley. We talk about the hype. We talk about 5 years in the making. If this fight were to have happened 5 years ago, do you think the hype would have been the same, or do you think that the reason why the fight is as big as it is because of the whole back and forth, duck weather, who's ducking who, and all the controversy leading up to eventually this fight happening? We'll start with you, Mark. What do you think? Mark Breland, are you still there?
Hello?
Where?
Hello? Yes.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of controversy. I think it's a controversy because, you know, 5 years ago, I think it would have been a much better fight. And I think 5 years ago, he would have threw so many punches that, you know, Floyd couldn't block all those punches. Even now, I know he's probably a little slower, but still, he'll throw a lot of punches.
So you think that Pacquiao would have won the fight if the fight happened 5 years ago?
Yeah.
All right, but now that they're both a little bit older, you give the advantage to Mayweather?
Yeah. Well, no, I still think Pacquiao, if anybody get knocked out, I think it would be Floyd. But I think if it's Floyd, he'll win by decision.
Even though the money's on Mayweather, the Twitter vote is the opposite of 56% Pacquiao, 44% Mayweather. I always say on the show, bet what you had, not what you paid. Mayweather. But Aaron, what do you think as far as the question? Is the fight as big as it is because of the whole ducking controversy, 5 year buildup, or do you think it would have been as big of a fight financially 5 years ago?
No, I think the fight is much more big now because of over the ducking over the years and not fighting, and you know, I think the fight is bigger now, much bigger, because the guy wouldn't fight the guy for years. He said because of Bob Arum. Bob Arum said, me and this guy never have a problem. He hangs out with my son, and we cool. When I see him, we talk. It's not a problem, you know. But did he fight some of Bob Arum, other guys? Was Marquez Bob Arum fighter when he fought him?
Mayweather?
He wasn't?
Who fought Marquez? Mayweather?
Well, Mayweather fought Marquez. Was Marquez with Bob Arum?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think he fought him, but you know. But listen, the fight is on now. Floyd has to fight. And I think one of you guys said a little while ago, he's going to have to fight. He's got his pride. He's going to have to stand there and fight. I could not see him just running around the ring unless he really get popped. He's going to have to fight. I mean, he's got to fight.
Would it have been, I think it goes without saying, it would have been a much better fight 5 years ago. But, Tripp, what do you think as far as the is the hype the reason why the money is as big as it is right now, or do you think because of the talent of both fighters 5 years ago?
I can't hear.
Hello?
mean, I think it's a combination of both. You know, with those two guys, definitely. You still are talking about the two best fighters in the sport of boxing right now. And I mean, would it have been a different fight 5 years ago? I'm sure it was, but both of those guys would have been 5 years younger. You know, but I mean, we gotta take the fight when we can get it, and we got it right now tomorrow night, May 2nd. So we're gonna have to all sit back and see what happens with that one.
All right, one of the biggest fights.
Who do you pick, Mark? Who do you pick? Did you?
And one of the biggest fighters in history. We got the pleasure of sitting with recently, and he goes by the nickname Butterbean. And we're gonna get his take on who he feels would have won the fight. Looks like we're having some audio issues with this Butterbean interview.
You said he's next to you?
No, this was a pre-recorded interview with myself and Young. I asked him a question, Butterbean, who he would think would win the fight between Pacquiao and Mayweather. Apparently, we're having some issues with the audio there.
Who do you think is going to win the fight?
Oh, I'm going with Mayweather. Myself and Chris Young. I mean, we've been talking about the fight for the past, you know, 4 years, and I just think Mayweather, you know, is the better fighter. I think it's clear that he's the better fighter, and I mean, I wouldn't be too shocked if Pacquiao wins. I think Harold Letterman, you know, brought out the fact of Pacquiao being southpaw, and Mayweather, you know, he's fought left-handed before, but it's not something that he's used to. I think that's going to give Pacquiao an advantage. I think, you know, Pacquiao is most likely going to come after him, but at the same time, he's going to find out what every other fighter found out. Everyone thought that they had the answer for Mayweather, and they didn't. End up getting frustrated. I think Mayweather is going to be blocking and dodging a lot of Pacquiao's punches. I think he's going to get frustrated. I think Pacquiao makes mistakes, and I think it's probably going to be of somewhat of a close fight. I'd probably say, you know, 7 rounds to 5 by decision. You know, I think it's really going to come down to the wire with that. But at the same time, as I mentioned earlier, if it does come down to a close fight, we might see some judges' controversy. I think who actually will win the fight is Mayweather. Whether he does or not, whether the judges allow him to win, is a whole different story. Tripp, I guess, what's your take on, you know, I know we both went with Mayweather, but anything you want to add to that?
No, I mean, I'm still going with Mayweather. You know, I don't think that Pacquiao has seen anything like Floyd Mayweather, and I think that he's going to, it's going to be a situation similar to the Canelo Alvarez situation. I think it's going to be something like that, where Mayweather's going to shock the world once again. And I do, you know, agree, like you said, with the as far as the judges and Robin Mayweather. I mean, if you go back again to that Canelo Alvarez fight, where they tried to, you know, one of the judges tried to give it to Canelo Alvarez, and it was clearly one-sided for Mayweather the entire fight. You know, so I would have to go with you on that one, Statman. But once again, man, we just gotta hope that Mayweather, you know, for me anyway, because I'm picking Mayweather, he's gonna have to really, you know, make it airtight, you know, his case to get the W in that fight, because I don't think he's gonna knock out Pacquiao, but I do think he will win in the decision.
All right, and Mark, we talked about the 5 year, you know, hype and everything. Do you think we're going to see that with other fighters in the future, as far as, like, let's say Deontay Wilder, Klitschko? You said you wanted in the U.S., they wanted over there, in Russia. Do you think that we're, you know, it's going to be a strategy by promoters?
Oh, yeah, well, we're trying to get that fight, and hopefully, you know, make it
you know, bring boxing, help bring boxing back and make it an exciting fight to where, you know, we get the heavyweight division back on top again, because there's not that many fighters who are, to me, I feel exciting, and everybody want to see.
Everyone definitely wants to see Mayweather Pacquiao. Those that are boxing fans do want to see a heavyweight unification match. But aside from your fighter, do you think other fighters in the future are going to learn from this strategy, that it's a bigger payday to wait and cause a little drama on the side? What do you think?
Well, I hope not, because I'm then at the same time, I mean, they're making it more now.
Right now, we have one of the biggest fights in boxing, you know, in a couple of weeks. Floyd Mayweather versus...
Sorry to interrupt you. The Butterbean footage just came on.
Every person that we've had on the show, we asked them this question. Who you got, Floyd Money Mayweather or Manny Pacquiao?
You know, I know Mayweather. I've never met Pacquiao, but I don't know. It's going to be a tough fight. I think Pacquiao's going to pull it off.
All right. We got one for the Pacquiao side. So, now, do you feel like that boxing is a dying sport?
You know, fights like this bring it back. I mean, it's like this all the time. Normally, it's a heavyweight fight that brings it back, but this fight's brought a lot of attention. What UFC's ever charged $100 plus for pay-per-view? Yeah, boxing's back.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think that it's fair to the fans, though, to charge $100 for a pay-per-view?
Well, if the fighters weren't so greedy making $180 million each, you know, it wouldn't be, but you got to pay them somehow.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I know you mentioned the heavyweight. You actually fought the super heavyweight division.
All right, back on the air. Real Fans, Real Talk. Mark Statmanskevich alongside my co-host Trip Young, former champions Aaron Superman Davis and Mark Breland. Mark, you were in the middle of answering a question there. Sorry, the footage was a little delayed on the audio for Butterbean. I know the fans were tuning in wanting to hear that as well. But what were you saying as far as the previous question with other boxers probably using the strategy to make that big money?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, you know, they may try to use that. Like you said, they may try to use that same strategy to make that kind of money, which now, because it's more of a business now than the sport. They're making it more business than sport.
All right, now Butterbean touched on $100. You know, Trip Young asked him $100 for a pay-per-view in HD, $90 for standard definition. How ridiculous is this? And do you think we're going to see it again in any fight in the near future? We'll start with you, Trip. What do you think?
I mean, you know what? Honestly, they might try to hit us with that one when Deontay Wilder and Vladimir Klitschko step into the ring, for the simple fact that it'll be a unification title match, you know, for all four of those belts. Whoever wins that will have every, you know, heavyweight title. So that may be a fight. Other than that fight, I don't know if there's a big enough fight where they can try to charge, you know, $100 again outside of a Mayweather Pacquiao 2, and that's only contingent on how the first fight, you know, would end up.
What do you think, Aaron?
You said, what do I think about how the fight end up if it goes to the scorecards?
No. What do you think as far as the ridiculous pricing, $90 for standard definition, $100 for HD, and do you think we're going to see another fight with a pay-per-view price like that anytime in the near future?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Once people pay for this one, they're gonna be paying for other fights. You know, I mean, it's a fight that a lot of people want to see. So if it was $110, they should have made $109 probably. People would have paid for it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the type of fight that nobody wants to miss, no matter what. I you're right. If $150, they probably could have gotten from it. And they're charging.
I don't think they paid $150, but I think they could have did $109 or $101.99. You know, they throw that $1.99 in there. You know how they do. They could have did that, you know.
I mean, I think people still would pay for even. I mean, I just think the reason why it's not $150 is because it's too high of a jump from the previous high of, I think, $75 for a fight. I think it jumped to doubling. It probably would have been too high, but I think people would have paid it because, you know, a lot of people, they get together, they chip down 20, 30 bucks each for a party at somebody's house. These venues, you know, you got all the venues out there. They charge $25 a head based on maximum capacity by the fire department. So even if you don't have maximum capacity, you're being billed $25. You got these $40 cover charges, $50 cover charges just to get into the establishment to watch the fight. Tripp Young mentioned he feels that the Deontay Wilder fight might have the potential to be a $100 pay-per-view. As you know, Deontay's on your team there, Mark. What do you think of that? Do you agree, or what do you think?
I agree with that because, you know, heavyweight's always been, you know, the big attraction in boxing. And I think that'll be, you know, a way of bringing it back, you know, with Deontay, you know, beating Klitschko. I think that would be a big fight, too. I think it would be a big draw just as well as this one.
All right. Now, we touched earlier about Aaron, you mentioned Amir Khan might be his Mayweather's next opponent. If Mayweather wins, there is no rematch. There's no rematch clause. Do you think Amir Khan and Mayweather will have a giant drop in pay-per-view ratings because of the fact that everyone saw the fights that they wanted to see? And now if Mayweather wins, it'll kind of cement that there's nobody out there that can beat him, and, you know, people will lose a significant interest in Mayweather, or what do you think?
I
don't think that they're going to lose it. I mean, of course the price is going to drop, but I don't think they're going to lose it because, I mean, he sells now fighting the Mexican guys. He sells, you know, whoever he fights. So I don't think he's going to lose. It's not going to be high like in the Pacquiao fight, but you got people today that don't even know nothing about boxing, and they want to see the fight because of the hype, and a lot of people just talking about it. So they want to see
Watch the Mayweather on it, because if he goes in tomorrow night and beats Pacquiao, you're still going to have all those people that are going to watch his next fight just to see if this guy can beat Mayweather. So you still have people that are going to come in and
the
Pacquiao numbers, but it'll do numbers.
I don't think it'll do numbers like that. I just think that right now it's like, it's just that, you know, everybody knows that he wouldn't fight Pacquiao. And it's like a big controversy fight. You know, then some people believe that Pacquiao really can beat him. Nobody really knows about Amir Khan like that. A lot of people, you can ask people about Amir Khan, they don't really know. Non-fight people, they don't know about him. But non-boxing fans, they know about Pacquiao, but they hear so much about him.
But I think about Amir Khan has very fast hands. Well, that would that would be a good fight, you know, with him and Floyd, because he has fast hands.
To be honest with you, I think the Amir Khan fight is more dangerous than the Pacquiao fight.
Yeah.
Because he's tall, and he's a real welterweight now. He's a real welterweight, and he could punch. And that's a dangerous fight. To be honest, I think that's a really dangerous fight for him. I believe his father said the same thing. It's a dangerous fight. It's a stupid fight. Because
so you think that Amir Khan has a better chance of beating Mayweather than Manny Pacquiao?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. He's fast, he can punch, and he'll fight, but he knows that Mayweather's not a puncher. You know, they say Amir Khan don't really have a chin, but, you know, he's been knocked out by punches. And he was weak. I sat down with him. I had a talk with him about a year ago. We sat down and talked, and he was like at 140, he was dead. He couldn't make that weight. He said he struggled. He had nothing left. And the fights that he got knocked out in was at 140. But at 147, he's a lot stronger. He's big.
He's tall, Paul.
We
we got another quick clip here, audio clip. We had the pleasure of interviewing James Bone Crusher Smith, and we're gonna have his take on the website.
One of the more interesting topics and the debated topics nowadays, if you're following boxing, obviously, is Mayweather-Pacquiao, all the drama behind it. Do you think the fight will ever happen? And if it does, who do you think would win?
I don't know what those guys are doing. Had they both trained and kept fighting, and it would have been a pick'em fight. But I still think it's a pick'em fight. I think they're kind of torn with each other. They going through some changes and stuff. But whoever brings it that night, I think, can win the fight. Either one of those guys can win the fight.
All right. Nobody likes an answer like that when there's no actual answer. But that's James Bone Crusher Smith. Bone Crusher, because he breaks people there in the past. Definitely fighters out there. Remind everyone, once again, you're listening to Real Fans, Real Talk. Mark the Statman Skevich, alongside my co-host Trip Young, with our special guest on the panel talking about the fight of the century, Mayweather versus Pacquiao. We've got two former champions, Aaron Superman Davis, and a former champion as well as Olympic medalist and Golden Gloves champion, Brooklyn's own Mark Breland. And we got another a pick from a fighter in the past. We're gonna take this listen to this clip real quick.
Floyd Mayweather or Manny Pacquiao? If the fight actually goes down, who's gonna win?
Well, I would have said about 8 months to a year ago, I would have picked Pacquiao. Pacquiao's not the same fighter anymore. He doesn't have that hop. He just can't do what he used to do. I don't know if it's the personal trainer overtraining him or he's shot. He just don't have it right now.
Does that voice sound familiar? We went into the archives again. Aaron Superman Davis.
Dude, about that still?
What was that?
Hello?
What made you pick Mayweather before a couple of years ago and, switch back to Pacquiao?
I mean, when he started doing that weight training and stuff, he just didn't look the same. He looked like the weights were slowing him down with that conditioner. He looked like he was more stiff, and he was saying his legs was cramping up, And like I said, he didn't have that hop. He just didn't look the same.
All right. Official pick now is Pacquiao, and we will be on location at your boxing gym in the Bronx to rub it in when Mayweather wins, if that happens. Can you tell the folks out there your boxing gym in case some of the people want to train with the champ, Aaron?
644 Morris Park Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10460.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Meet the former champ, Aaron Superman Davis, and get your training on. And it's definitely a good training session. I know from experience, Aaron Superman Davis definitely knows what he's doing, no question about that. So make sure you guys come on down there. And Mark, is there any current events that you have going on or anything you want to promote while you're on the air, Real Fans, Real Talk?
No, not at the moment. Just, the only thing I have going on right now is Deontay is getting ready to fight June 13th in Birmingham on NBC. That's about it.
All right, that's going to be a big fight. And, since you mentioned NBC, I personally think, and I know Trip Young thinks as well, it's great that we have, the fight coming back on to the local major network. And,
definitely.
Fight, I think it's a great thing. And, these aren't just, no-name fights. I mean, we've had, Peter Kid Chocolate Quillen, fight recently, about a month ago, on the last Friday night fight, and of course, like you said,
the heavyweight champion fighting on NBC. I mean, that's huge for the sport of boxing. So what's your take, though, Mark, as far as it being on a major network as opposed to pay-per-view?
I mean, my thing is, you know, being on a major network, everybody gets a chance to, you know, those who like boxing, some of those who don't like boxing will probably watch the fight, and then they get to know who the fighters are. I mean, when I was coming up, you know, I was in the amateurs. I was on TV more than half of the pros has been on TV now. And I was on TV so much that where a lot of people know me, even people who are not boxing fans know who I am.
What do you think as far as it being, I know you guys have been joining us for a while. We're going to wrap things up shortly. But, Aaron, what do you think about fighters being able to be on, you know, free local major networks?
Well, I think it's good because, like Mark said, it was on free TV years ago, and that's how a lot of people got exposed, and they can expose you, and they knew who we were because we was on regular TV. A lot of people, they don't have HBO, Showtime. A lot of people, they don't want to be up late at night watching HBO, Showtime. During the day, they know a fight's on. They're going to watch it during the day, and it's free.
And they get a chance
so
to watch.
I think it's good. I think, Mark, are you in New York now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
All right, no problem.
Mark, when do you go back down to Alabama to begin the training for Deontay's next fight?
Next week.
Okay, and then so you'll be down there up until the day of the fight, and that's how the training camp goes.
Say it again.
I said, then you'll be down there up until the day of the fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. I'm definitely going to be looking forward to that fight. And like both you guys said, it being on NBC, you know, a lot of people, they'll pay for Mayweather-Pacquiao because that's just so mainstream and has been talked about for 5 years. But, you know, a lot of guys probably never got the opportunity to watch a great fighter like Deontay Wilder, and they'll have that opportunity now without having to pay for it. And like Aaron said, without having to stay up, you know, past midnight because these undercards go on and the real fight doesn't start until late at night. Of course,
exactly.
Vegas time and everything plays a factor into it. We're going to take we have one more interview clip, one more pick from one of the champions, Michael the Silk Olajide, former boxing, a professional boxer as well as a fitness expert as well. We're going to get his take as Tripp Young interviewed him previously.
Mayweather versus Pacquiao, if it ever goes down, who you taking?
Wow. I personally think, I mean, Floyd just has the style to make it happen because he can capitalize on the mistakes. He doesn't make many mistakes. He doesn't open up. He sticks with his guns. He'll stick with what works for him until it finally works. Like, he may not, you know, one round, two round, three round, he may be getting out worked, but eventually come the fifth round, sixth round, seventh round, he starts to find the openings, and he's strong all the way through. His reflexes are crazy, and he hits a lot harder than people give him credit for. So I would see him beating Pacquiao, but Manny at the same time, he can hit hard. He hits from many different angles. He's a southpaw, which I'm not sure if Floyd's seen a lot of him, but I'm sure he'll be able to adapt. It's a great fight, though. It's a great fight.
All right, looking forward to that great fight. It is finally here tomorrow night. We will be having the recap this Sunday, 7:30 p.m., as we return to our regularly scheduled time for our internet radio program. We will also have a recap Tuesday live on BronxNet Television and Thursday on BPN in Brooklyn, Tuesdays at 6, Thursdays at 8. Make sure you check out realfansrealtalk.com for the full information. Also get the live streaming archived on YouTube. Check out our previous interviews with both our guests, Mark Breland, Aaron Superman Davis, as well as all the other interviews that we've had in the past, the full in-depth interviews as opposed to just the clips we're playing.
for you guys tonight. A lot of great stuff out there. I want to thank Mark Phelan and Aaron Davis for coming on the program. Final thought segment of the program. One last thing you'd like to add on the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight or anything that you want to add. We'll start with you, Aaron. Anything? Any last words you want to say as far as this fight or anything else going on?
Yeah, I hope it's a great fight. I hope nobody get hurt. I hope the referee be fair in the fight. And that's just about it.
And the judges, too. Let's hope. Mark Freeland, your final thought on the fight. What do you think?
Well, I hope the fight lives up to the hype. And like you said, nobody get hurt. And the judges be fair and the referee be fair and let them fight.
All right.
And
Mark.
And the winner takes it all.
That is correct. The belts are out there as well. Folks out there kind of overlook that just because they want to see those two titans go at it. Mark Breland and Aaron Superman Davis, former champions on the panel. Trip Young, what's your final thought of the evening or final thoughts?
Oh, man, my final thought is I just hope that we have a fight that lives up to the 5 years this thing has been in the making. And like I said before, I'm going with the money team. So shout out to the Floyd Money Mayweather. And shout out to Iran Barker, who's actually out in Vegas. We tried to get him on the line, but the technical difficulties held us back from doing that. But shout out to Iran. Have a safe flight back when you're ready to get out of Vegas. And keep us posted on what's going on out there.
All right, I want to shout out Ring 10 one more time, ring10ny.com, a charity for boxers that fall on hard times. Of course, our red website, realfansrealtalk.com, or social media, archived episodes, everything on there. Also, Feelings Mutual, I hope it's a great fight. I hope people get their money's worth. I want everyone out there who's partying for the fight to be safe and, don't think that you're in the boxing ring when you're out there in the bar. I know people get a little excited out there watching, boxing or MMA. They think that they're, getting ready to step in the ring when they're out there in the bar. So be safe. Don't hold. Shout out to our special guest joining us on the panel on the Monumental Real Fans Real Talk before the Monumental fight. Thanks again, Mark Dillon and Superman Davis. That about wraps it up for this episode of Real Fans Real Talk. Make sure you check out our future episodes. Subscribe to us on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Subscribe to us on YouTube. All our information is on our website, realfansrealtalk.com. Thanks again, everyone, for joining us. Have a good night, everyone. And enjoy the fight.
Okay.
Facts, what up, what up? RealFansRealTalk.com. Where Arthur Domus, Trip Young, and intern Tom. For the white and black fans, Asia to Manhattan. I get all my facts from my bro, Mark the Stats Man. If you're not tuned in, I recommend a CAT scan. And if your brain checks out, then you deserve a backhand. Sports, gossip, all the hot topics. RealFansRealTalk.com got it. They got the hottest bloggers.
Did Jeremy Lin hurt?
We'll log onto the site and you can hear it from them first. I'm talking about the latest. I'm talking about the greatest. Go check out the archives. Even tell a neighbor. Tell them Bobby sent ya. From spring to winter. Tuning in should be the only thing on your agenda. Certified cosign. You know what I'm about, son. Real fans, realtalk.com. I'm out once. Real fans, real talk. Real fans, real talk. Real fans, realtalk.com. Real fans, realtalk.com. Real fans, real talk. Real fans, real talk. Real fans, realtalk.com. Real fans, realtalk.com.